Democratic state legislators are beginning the new year with some resentment toward Governor Andrew Cuomo over a deal that gives them a big raise, but comes with several strings attached. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
In March of 2018, Governor Cuomo and the legislature agreed to set up a pay commission to examine the salaries of senators, assembly members, and the governor, who had not seen a raise in 20 years. The deal permitted the commission to have the final say on whether pay would go up, that so lawmakers would not be required to cast a potentially unpopular vote to raise their own salaries. The commission issued its report in mid-December. It granted a $50,000 raise for state legislators to be phased in over 3 years, giving them a $130,000 salary by 2021. But it said the increase should be dependent on some changes made in the Senate and Assembly. The commission recommended that dozens of stipends awarded to lawmakers who serve on committees and in leadership posts be eliminated, and that outside income be restricted to 15% of total salary, like the rules in place in the U.S. Congress. The commission also recommended a phased-in salary for the governor from $179,000 a year to $250,000, as well as a pay increase for his top commissioners. But it did not impose similar restrictions on Cuomo or the commissioners. That angered Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie.
You know, for some reason, they decided to only put these stipulations on the legislature and not the governor.
Cuomo believes lawmakers should not earn any significant amount of outside income, and he's proposed bills to ban it. The former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and the former Senate leader Dean Skelos faced prison time related to abuses of their power to illegally gain millions of dollars in outside income.
I don't believe legislators should make outside income. I think that is an inherent conflict of interest. People get into trouble all the time for that.
Cuomo says if lawmakers don't like the pay commission's ruling, then they are free to vote on something new.
I think the legislators should then step forward and look in the camera and say, my name is Joe Smith, and here is my position. If they want to go back to Albany and raise their hand and say, this is how I vote, I welcome that.
Speaker Hastie has not been shy about publicly backing a pay raise for legislators. He was the only lawmaker to testify in person before the pay commission last fall. The speaker made it clear at the time that he did not want the increases to be linked to any other items, even reform proposals.
To agree to a specific piece of legislation in exchange for compensation is not something I'm even comfortable in doing.
In a sign of lingering tension, Speaker Hastie skipped the governor's inaugural ceremony on Ellis Island on New Year's Day. His spokesman did not give any reason for the speaker not attending the event. Democrats in the Senate, who take over the chamber January 9th, have said they support the limits on outside income proposed by the pay commission. If the legislature does decide to vote to change the recommendations of the pay commission, any salary increase would be delayed until the year after the next elections in 2021. That's because under the state's constitution, no sitting legislature can raise its own pay. They are only allowed to increase the salaries of future legislatures. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.